It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Now an important story for anybody listening to this show, of course, right? I mean, AM radio. It was threatened, it has been threatened to be excluded from vehicles and so on, and yet there's a lot of interest and a lot of passion and power behind keeping AM radio in vehicles, keeping it alive, keeping the access that we have to it available to those of us who love and enjoy what we get from AM radio. Kristen, you did an interview recently covering the story. Looking forward to hearing that interview.
Yeah, it was actually really good. And we've talked about it a few times here on the show. And obviously, if you're listening to AM radio, you heard the interviews prior to this. So
there we go. All right.
And Jeff, here's my interview with Joanne Mueller from Axios. Joanne, recently you had written an article for Axios titled Congress Moves to Preserve AM Radio in Cars. My fingers are crossed. Please tell me that this, in fact, is happening.
Well, it's proposed, you know. What happens in Congress? I don't know. I mean, you know, it's hard to get any legislation through. But one interesting thing that happened after this bill was first introduced is that Ford reversed course and said that they would, in fact, preserve AM radio.
I mean, you have to, right? I mean, AM radio is, it's the way that communications for natural disasters or emergencies are disseminated out to everyone. I can't imagine that it's even reasonable to remove AM radio from cars.
Well, here's the thing. There are a lot of ways that those messages can be delivered today. And there's also a lot of ways that AM signals can be shared with people through streaming and apps and things like that. You know, this comes down to an issue about interference. The frequency of AM radio apparently interferes a bit with the electric motors in electric cars only. And so there's this annoying buzzing noise and the signal doesn't come in very well. And so a lot of car makers said, you know, especially this started with like Tesla and some other companies that started electric vehicles from scratch. And they said, well, we don't need AM radio. There's other ways to get AM through streaming. And they just didn't include it. Now, the legacy car makers like Ford, GM, a lot of the Europeans and Asian companies are discovering this interference as they begin to introduce electric cars. And so they said, well, let's be like Tesla and we just won't offer it. And so there's been this, obviously, a very large backlash about that trend. And it is fixable. You can put in more insulation and more, you know, sort of protective barriers to keep the motors from interfering with the signal. But that adds weight to an electric car, which is a very bad thing when you want to have, you know, a decent driving range. So they're making trade-offs, and they decided, many car makers decided AM radio could go.
And did they kind of put into the equation, well, it's, you know, 50 million people that listen to AM radio. We could, you know, let's kind of bypass them. I mean, was that even the, I completely understand about putting more insulation in. That means there's a redesign. It adds weight to the car. So I see the nuances of that and also the financial cost that might come to adding the extra weight to an electric car. However, I mean, 50 million people is not small potatoes.
Well, it's true, but I think that the auto industry points out that AM is just one of many ways that you can get these messages. And they've sort of weighed that and said, we're not cutting off AM radio for people. They can get it another way. The problem is that, you know, if you want AM radio in your car and it's not delivered by a broadcast signal, that you have to usually pay for a subscription. And not everyone wants or can afford to pay for that. You know, there's a limit on how many subscriptions we want. So free broadcast AM radio is what this legislation is designed to preserve. And, you know, it's got bipartisan support. And I think there's a decent chance it gets passed. It's just, you know, getting anything through Congress these days is difficult.
Right. And have we heard anything from the, you know, the iHearts, the Cumulus, the other, you know, big broadcasting houses of the United States? Have they weighed in on this?
You know, I have not talked to them myself. I have heard from TuneIn Radio, which is one of the streaming services. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, you know, everybody can still get AM radio. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So as far as I know, I have not heard anything from Cumulus or those big broadcast houses.
Well, it might be, you know, it might also force, you know, these channels individually like WJR that now has its own app. It might force a lot of these AM channels to kind of think outside the box, right? And create their own app or create other ways to get their information out.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I think that what's happening here is we're in the midst of this, you know, historic shift in media and in transportation, and all of these big trends are all coming together. And so, you know, if you think about how you watch television today, you probably stream more things than you do broadcast, right?
And yeah,
so
that's right.
We're in the middle of this transition, and everybody has to adapt. And that includes both the radio stations and the radio listeners. And it's just part of this larger trend that we're seeing right now in our lives, on television, media, everything.
Yeah, this is so interesting. And you're right. Technology is ever changing. And the way we communicate is, you know, changing just as fast. So this is all really, really interesting. Obviously, we're going to keep our eye on this on this topic, being, you know, WJR. We are definitely going to keep our eye on it. And we will look for other coverage from you also.
You bet. Well, everyone relies on WJR. So,
Well, thank you.
You know, somehow I feel that you will survive.
Yeah. Well, from your lips to God's ears. So thank you.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Thank you so much, Joanne.
All right. Take it easy.